Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Don't look now, but some of the usual suspects who decry healthcare reform's excessive cost and who spent the last two decades trying to sell Americans the idea of a Social Security privatization plan are getting ready to ride again. According to William Grider, writing in The Nation magazine, under the auspices of a, quote, fiscal responsibility summit, unquote, these folks intend to push for a massive reduction in Social Security benefits to offset the money that was spent on the stimulus bill and what might be spent on healthcare reform. What most advocates of so-called reform fail to mention is that the super wealthy hardly pay anything in Social Security. In fact, even the moderately wealthy remain relatively unscathed by Social Security taxes. It's the working poor and middle class who pay the brunt of the program and who, if so-called entitlement reform advocates have their way, will be cheated out of millions of dollars in benefits. Here's a little Social Security history to keep in mind. In 1935, when the Social Security bill was first enacted, a so-called wage base was established. This wage base is simply the maximum amount of money subject to the Social Security tax. Initially, the wage base was set at $3,000. Now, in 1935, that actually covered a lot of Americans, nearly 98% of all wage earners. But by 2009, that 98% figure had dropped dramatically. Today, the wage base is at $106,000, affecting about 88% of the U.S. population. But what about those who happen to earn more than $106,000? They aren't taxed at anything over that amount. In fact, if you earned $5 million, your taxable income wouldn't increase a dime over that wage base. So when people say there's no way to fund the gap outside of reducing benefits for the poorest people in this country, what they are really saying is it is better to reduce benefits for the poorest people in this country so that the top wealthiest 12% won't suffer a tax increase on their extra millions. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.